Wretched Radio begins in 3, 2, 1.
What is the Bible? Who wrote the Bible?
The church will continue to be even more irrelevant when it quotes letters from 2,000 years ago.
Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so, is where our trouble began.
This sounds to me like the voice of someone who really has an appalling ignorance of what the Bible says about itself and what Jesus said about it.
It's time for Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
There's this guy just sitting there studying. He's holding up a flare as if to say, please come and witness to me. Now, here's what we'll do. I'll just go talk to him. If I get shut down, which I might, because it looks like he could be studying. The kids at Georgia Tech actually overall seem to want to get to their classes. When you go to a different... People in Georgia say that Georgia Tech, they tend to be more serious here. Well, possibly because of the type of fields of study that they're in. It just seems that they actually want to get to class. They actually want to learn. I've been shut down a few times. Normally, when you go to a state university, hey, could you talk to me for a minute? No, I'll give you all afternoon, man. Then I don't have to go to class. And they seem more than happy to not go to class so that they can't get their money's worth, which I think this is the only arena where people don't want to get their money's worth, the kids these days, with spending mom and dad's money. All right, this guy might shut me down, so let's just see if we can have a chat with him. And hey, dude. Hey, man, chat with you just for a moment. I don't want to interrupt your schoolwork here.
Yeah,
you got just a minute? Cool. I got to ask you, what are you studying here, dude?
I'm studying physics.
Ugh. Tell me something. Teach me one thing about physics that a knucklehead like me can grasp.
One thing about physics.
Something cool that I could actually apply to my life. I'm an average Joe. What could I use?
Well, right now I'm studying circuits and stuff like that, and just how electrons travel in circuits and things like that, and really don't know how that applies to your life, but
how electrons do what in circuits?
Electrons travel in circuits, and that's what creates the current, and
so things that while they're traveling in a straight line, if you will, are actually traveling in circles. Is that what you're saying? Did I get that right?
No, I'm talking
about I'm an idiot.
Electrons.
Ah.
Electrons in...
I have no idea about any of this. So what are you going to do with this stuff? What's the point?
This stuff relates to all kinds of just technology, computers, and anything electrical. Think of like an electrical engineer, and he's having to make sure the building is going to be powered. And so he has to figure out, well, what kind of power supply, what kind of power from the city or whatever do I need to get this building to run?
Yeah, I'm grateful there's guys like you, because frankly, you could be speaking in Hebrew to me right now, and I could understand it more. Really, I just don't get it. Now, if you look at things like electrons, the tiny things, the things, like we're looking at that big building here, and you know, somebody walking by here in the flagpole, those are big things. Do you think that the smaller you get down, you see more intricacy and more of a reason to ask the question, did somebody make all this stuff or did it just happen by chance?
Absolutely.
Absolutely what?
Absolutely. Just seeing it almost daily, I'm just kind of blown away by some of the things that I'm learning, and it's because as you look past the surface, if like in this class, environmental engineering I'm taking right now, we're studying microbes, about the tiniest living organism in the world. And
that we know of.
That has been studied. They do all sorts of stuff I have no idea about.
And they're intricately designed.
Even these tiny little organisms are able to feed, are able to carry out tasks. And that absolutely does point to a creator.
Okay.
Who
do you think the creator is?
The creator... is the master of the universe.
Mm-hmm.
He's...
Who is it? Do you believe in God?
Absolutely.
Yeah. What's your God's name?
My God's name is King of Kings. He's Lord of Lords. He's Almighty. He is the one that that is the source of life. He has created us with a purpose. And our purpose is to have dominion on this earth and to glorify Him in our...
Okay, so I'm getting the vibe that you're a Christian. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
I'm a complete stranger.
Okay.
So why are you talking about that stuff with me? Why do you share that?
You sound interested. You sound interested in how a college student like me can go about classes and not even think about a creator. How can I look at these things that I'm learning, look at these electrons, look at these microbes that I'm learning about right now, and not even question, well, where does
how
this
did it
come
get
from?
Here? All right, so you don't know me or what I am, all right? And you just said that you're a Christian. Tell me in a sentence, why should I consider being a Christian too?
Because without Christ, you have no end goal. You have no purpose. You have no hope for a life that simply ends on this earth. You have no hope for...
If I'm not a Christian, what's going to happen to me when I die? Why do I even care?
If you're living your life thinking that this is all you've got and you're just going to live it to the fullest and have a great time, you're missing out you're missing it all.
I'm missing what? Let's say I'm having a great time. I am having a great time. It's good. It's sweet. So what am I missing?
You're missing an eternity being with the one being who loves you more than anybody you've met. You're missing an eternity.
I don't know who you're talking about, so I frankly don't care.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well then, if you're living for today, if you're living for this life, then what you can look forward to is an eternity of torture, an eternity of...
Well, this just suddenly got very severe. Why would I be tortured for all of eternity?
Because you, sir, have sinned against the master of the universe that we've been talking about.
Okay, first of all, it's Mr. Sir to you. Second of all, what do you mean I've sinned and what does he care? What's the big deal?
This being that we've been talking about, whoever he is, he's created Adam and Eve. Maybe you've heard of them, maybe you haven't. But he created them as perfect beings.
Okay, so you're one of those fundamentalist, literalist kind of guys, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
You are? Mm-hmm. So you're putting your hope in a 2,000-year-old book, is that right?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And you think others should, because if they don't, they're going to hell.
Absolutely.
Uh-huh. Now, you know that that is a very intolerant message, correct?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But you're willing to tell that to me, a complete stranger, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Why?
Because being a Christian isn't about being tolerant, as I believe. Being a Christian is about persuading others about the God that loves and cares for a people that has sinned, has wronged, has not lived up to his measure.
Let me ask you a question. Do you ever listen to Christian radio and Christian preachers?
Christian radio, not so much. Just because I don't listen to the radio much, but Christian preachers, yeah.
Yeah, like whom? Any big famous ones that I might know?
I don't know any off the top of my head.
Just curious. Where do you go to church?
Faith Bible Church in Sharpsburg, Georgia.
Mm-hmm. What does that mean? What kind of church is that?
It's a non-denominational church, meaning just we're not a part of any of the big, like, Baptist or Presbyterian or some of those Christian denominations you might have heard of. But
are you one of those churches that puts on plays and dramas, or do you just do more Bible teaching?
Mostly straight from the Scripture. Bible teaching.
All right. Young man, thank you for your time. What's your name?
Nathan Mead.
Nathan, it's nice to meet you. Do you know what your name means?
It means a gift from God.
That's right. All right, dude. Thanks for the chat.
Yeah.
All righty. All right, so much for that question we were going to ask. We'll do it next. It's Witness Wednesday on Wretched Radio.
Some struggles stay hidden for years. For many Christian women, pornography is one of them.
If you're listening and this is your struggle, I want you to know that shame and secrecy are not God's will for you.
Out of the Shadows is a three-part series from Fortis Institute hosted by our very own Libby Glosson, and it was made for the woman who believes she's the only one. Available right now at fortisplus.org.
There's a lot of Christian content out there that sounds deep, but it actually isn't. It's inspirational. It's nice, but it doesn't actually help you when life gets hard. Fortis Forums are completely different. We're talking about how to comfort someone who's grieving and what Scripture actually says, not just what sounds nice. These Fortis Forums are all on Fortis Plus for you to watch right now for free. Just download the app wherever you download apps on your smartphone, your smart TV, or just simply go to fortisplus.org.
The hat tip to Masters University. You want to send your kids someplace where they actually still teach the Bible? Not just based on a document that they maybe have in a file cabinet someplace, but they actually use the Bible there. The education at the Masters University, not only biblical, but oh so practical. I encourage you to visit masters.edu/wretched, masters.edu/wretched.
Hey, thanks for listening to Wretched Radio today. If you're a man, you're trying to figure out what it actually means to be one. Scripture is not confused. God has a lot to say about what it means to be a man, and Dr. Adam Tyson unpacks that every week on Way of Manhood. If you've ever been impacted by this ministry, would you prayerfully consider becoming an ongoing monthly gospel partner today? All you have to do is go to fortisinstitute.org right now to find out what it would look like in your life to do just that. Wretched. Amazing grace, amazing gospel. History is full of kings, and every single one of those kings, well, they're gone now. One king continues to reign, and Exalt the King with Todd Friel is a weekly podcast about that very king. Todd is the pastor of Alpharetta Bible Church, and every single week, he takes a passage of Scripture and he preaches it until you can see Jesus in all of his beauty and glory. There's a new episode every week wherever you listen to podcasts or on fortisplus.org. A good majority of us are running two lives. There's the one where you pray and you read your Bible and you go to church, but there's also another life, the one where you go to work and do what you've got to do to cover the bills. And Todd Friel, well, he doesn't believe that God ever meant for these to be two different lives. His new book is called Go Serve Your King. You can pre-order Go Serve Your King right now at fortisinstitute.org/king. And if you order by November 15th, Todd will mail you a signed book plate for your copy. The book comes out December the 1st.
Important dates in Christian history. 1738. John Wesley's conversion eventually leads to the founding of the Methodist Church. Although he had no intention of forming a separate denomination, Wesley's followers left the Anglican Communion and founded churches throughout England and America. This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
This is Wretched Radio. It is Witness Wednesday. I am at Georgia Tech. Nathan, the young man that we just talked to, who goes to a Bible church, basically had the fundamentals there, had the foundational stuff there. And so we just chatted during the break about the importance of helping people understand up front that they're sinners by using the law as a mirror so that we can understand our problem and the solution, so that when they do understand Jesus, then, like he said, they understand, wow, there is somebody who loves us better, more than anybody has ever loved us before. How's about that? It's nice to hear once in a while, isn't it? Wish you could see what I'm seeing right now. Okay, so there's two guys who are completely sacked out and laying down, and there's three guys who are actually awake. This is always a little tricky doing this, but we're going to give it a go anyway. All right, hey, gentlemen, I want to ask you some questions while you're sitting here. Is that okay? Are these your friends that are sacked out over here?
Yeah.
Yeah, why are they so tired? They're adults, and it's the middle of the day.
I don't know. I went to bed the same time they did.
What time did you go to bed last night?
What time did I go to bed last night? One-ish.
One-ish. Yeah. They should be wide awake, and they're sleeping here out in the middle of
nowhere. They got up later than I did, too. Dang it.
Lazy dogs.
Indeed.
What are you studying here, young man?
Electrical engineering.
Ooh. All right. What are you studying? Sir, what are you studying?
Management.
Management. What do you want to manage?
I will actually be working in ministry.
Religious stuff?
Yes.
Ministry. I don't expect to hear from ministry people here.
Not many people do.
So there's a field here for that?
No.
No. So, clue me in here, minister.
To be in ministry, you don't really need to go to a religious school for your undergrad. You can go to a seminary, a grad school, and learn everything you need to know.
Uh-huh.
So, working with a management degree, that'll help me run a church someday or other, whatever organization I work in. And so here, I study management for whatever I need in the future, and I'll go to grad school and learn all that later.
Managing. So you're taking classes just to learn how to manage an organization, and a church is an organization, and you're learning how to run it.
Yes.
Uh-huh. All right. So what kind of, you're a Christian, is that right?
Yes.
Uh-huh. And these guys, are they Christians?
Yes.
Really? How do you know this?
Well, I met them all at CCF, Christian Campus Fellowship.
Interesting.
On campus.
All right. And are these people Christians behind us too?
Yes.
They are. Wow. Look what I just walked into. All right. I'm going to give you guys 30 to 60 seconds to convert me. Go, minister.
I think you really can't really do it in that long. It takes more of an attitude and realizing God's love in your life and not just an argument for argument's sake.
Give it your best shot. You got 45 left.
Oh, I mean, I'm not going to squeeze it all down into 45 seconds because it's a little more complicated than that.
All right. Give me what you got in 30 seconds now.
God loves you.
Okay.
And everybody wants love, so he's the only unconditional love you can find.
My wife loves me, my kids love me, my dog loves me most of the time.
If you don't feed your dog's going to get angry. If you get mad at your kids are going to be upset. If you cheat on your wife, she's going to be a little angry.
Well, I don't plan on doing any of those things, so I'm okay with the love department.
But still, if you don't plan on it, things happen. But no matter what happens, God will still love you.
Okay, so I'm going to paraphrase. So I've known loving, but I haven't known love until I become a Christian.
You haven't known true love and the truth of God until you... It's not that you're a Christian, it's that you know God's love. Christianity is a relationship, not a religion.
Okay, so, all right, I want to give this guy... What are you studying? Electrical engineering, is that right? Yeah, all right, convert me.
Well, I guess to me, the big thing is, you know, we got all this out here.
Yeah?
And, you know, everything. Look at it. Imagine all this just somehow popping up. That doesn't happen, I guess.
You're a creationist.
Yeah.
So you're trying to prove the existence of God to me. Is that what you're trying to do?
Not necessarily prove, but I guess this had to come from somewhere. You can't prove God.
All right, so I'll give you there's a creator. I want to argue Big Bang cosmology, but let's go with this whole creator idea.
Okay,
so why should I become a Christian?
I guess it's... civil to me, I guess it's I've seen in my life since I started becoming more active with church, and I just became exposed to Jesus and God. I feel like my life has been more whole. I feel like my life is more complete. Everything's going.
You had a God-shaped hole in your heart.
I guess, yeah.
Yeah, and Christianity filled it up.
Yeah,
I don't have one of those holes.
I guess sometimes you don't notice it until you've got something there.
All right.
And then you realize, hey, I was missing out on this.
All right. Okay. Now, are you a Christian, young man?
Yes.
Can you give it a good go to try to convert me to Christianity? Come on. You got 30 to 60 seconds, and then we'll get sleepyhead over here. Why should I become a Christian?
Oh.
What's your bracelet say, by the way? Reach
today.
What does that mean?
That one is for childhood cancer, specifically leukemia.
Reach the day.
Yes, what reach is the day that...
When there's no cancer.
When we have the cure and the children don't have to suffer anymore. Yeah. I have a very good friend who's an amazing cellist and was diagnosed with cancer last year.
That's a drag.
Recovering.
Good. So not carpe diem. Reach the day.
Right.
And never give up is your other one.
Never give up. That one is for ALS. One of my dad's good friends died of it.
Yikes. Okay, so Christian, there's a lot of bad stuff going on in this world. I'm not sure I want your loving God.
You're not sure you want the love?
Yeah. Doesn't sound very loving to me.
I don't know. I need the love because I see the pain in this world, and I definitely feel it. And
explain the pain. Why is there pain?
Why is there pain? Because... when God gave us free will, we chose to kind of throw it back in His face and go against what God wanted. And
so He said that we were created. Why did He create us if He knew all this bad stuff would happen?
Because even before He had created us, He loved us and knew that we would benefit from a relationship with Him.
Uh-huh. All right. So why would I benefit from a relationship with Him?
Because He is the perfect, almighty, all-loving God, and any relationship with that is something unlike anything else.
Uh-huh.
And
so this love thing is kind of a repeated theme here.
Yes.
Uh-huh. What is love?
What is love? God is love.
Mm-hmm.
Love is...
And how do I know that? How does He show His love?
He shows His love through people, through His creation.
How does He demonstrate His love?
Demonstrate it through the actions of others, through our perceptions, through our experiences.
All right, young man. Sit tight for just a moment. All right, ministry student, I got a question for you. All right, I just asked a very leading question. All right, how does God demonstrate His love? Can you tell me?
Well, He sent His Son to die for us.
I'm sorry, this is a new blast of information.
Jesus.
Yeah?
He is God's Son.
Uh-huh.
God become flesh. 100% man, 100% God.
Uh-huh.
And that is like His part of God on earth.
Yeah.
And He sent Him here to die for our sins. Like, in the old Jewish laws, they had to sacrifice lambs to purify their sins for the past year. But God sent Jesus to be the ultimate sacrifice because He was perfect. He was eternally pure. And He lived a human life without sinning.
Uh-huh.
And so, when He died on the cross, that was the ultimate act of love. That was God saying, I don't want this barrier of sin between us anymore. I want to get rid of that, so I'm sending my Son to die for you guys.
Uh-huh. Now, that's interesting information. That sounds very loving. What you just said to me is God died for me, a sinner.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And why didn't you bring that up in the beginning? That's an important chunk of information.
Well, because it all starts with love. And you got to have some background, and you gave me 30 seconds.
All right. But so what's the background?
The background is that God cares about you and He loves you.
And what happens if I don't have this sacrifice? What happens to me?
Well, then you haven't paid for your sins, and you'll go to hell.
So the background is I'm a sinner. Is that what you're saying?
Everybody's a sinner.
Okay. So maybe if you'd shared that with me up front and then told me about this Jesus business, it might have made more sense to me.
If you feel that way?
Well, I mean, kind of, I'm just thinking it through logically. Tundra, everybody here has been talking about love. God is love, 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 but nobody really explained what it was all about. See, I can get love from my wife, my kids, and my dog, but the type of love you're talking about is something completely different that a human being or a pet can't provide.
True.
Yeah. So... maybe in like 60 seconds or less, it would be something like, you're a sinner, God's angry at sinners, but He's good and He's kind, and to provide a sacrifice, a payment for your sins, He sent His Son, die on a cross, rise from the dead, and if you'll respond by repenting and putting your trust in Him, your sins will be forgiven and God will grant you everlasting life. It's the most loving thing that anybody's ever done.
That is a very good short explanation, but I would not... claim that God is angry at us because we're sinners.
Really?
Yes. God is pure, and He can't be with things that aren't pure. And
why not?
We are sinners because He's completely pure.
Yeah. And doesn't that same text really talk about that God's angry at the wicked every day?
He becomes angry when people deny Him and turn away from Him and are
If I'm not a Christian, I'm turned from Him, aren't I?
this.
Yeah. And isn't the cup of God's wrath being filled up because we sin all the time? And when he returns, he's going to pour out his anger and his wrath?
Yes.
Yeah, so he is angry.
Yes, but his love is more powerful than his anger.
Well, that could be. But he's definitely angry, right?
Right.
At sinners.
But what he did first was his love and send Jesus.
Okay, but first, I was a sinner, right?
Mm-hmm. Jesus. Everybody has always been sinners.
Okay, and God is angry at sinners, but God is good and he's kind and he sent his son. So that order would help me understand things, right?
Right.
All right. Thanks very much for the lesson. I appreciate it very much.
No problem.
All right, young man. Thanks very much. The Bible says, always be prepared to give a reason for the hope that lies within you. Are they prepared? Are you? We're at Georgia Tech. Until tomorrow, go serve your king.